Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bond. James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass to Mars.
I feel mean. The knees hurt me.
I'm your huckleberry.
What do you see? We cut the Kit Kat a-hole.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Every Nash Cast for the week of November 7th, 2016. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris.
Hello.
And Joe.
Hello, America.
A new America. No politics, just movies. Just movies and TV. So let's dive right in. There's a bunch of stuff to talk about this week, as usual. And we'll kick it off with some trailers. Actually, today we're recording this on Thursday. We got the first trailer for Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets, which is the latest from Luc Besson.
Just make Fifth Element 2, Luc. I don't know what the hell you're waiting for.
This looks like basically like Fifth Element 2, but it's basically it's a French comic series. And not just from, like, Luc Besson's insane mind.
Yeah. And I feel like I gotta see the comic to judge it all the way, but, like, it looks cool. I just don't know what's going on. I don't know who anyone.
Nope. It definitely looks like the guy who made Fifth Element has, like, access to, like, just mountains of CG now. It's just like... And not just puppets, like, he's just like...
Oh, no, like, his art team definitely had a bigger budget now.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of like Fifth Element's puppets, because it's mm-hmm. it looks better, but... Charming. This is, like, it's a mixture of both, I think.
Some of it looked like Fifth Element.
Yeah, the Avatar aliens. Parts, yeah, are blatantly... Yeah, the parts where it's, like, the underwater sea collectors and everything, like, that is blatantly, like, you know, CG. And then same thing with the sets. Instead of, like, filming... You know, Mad Max style in a hot desert or whatever. Just like, yep, this is all a green screen.
Yep.
But I'm fine with that. You know, like, this movie, like, it's a high fantasy concept, so it's totally fine.
Yeah, and I guess, so it stars Dane DeHaan as Valerian, and then Cara Delevingne as Loreline. And they're like,
you mean Enchantress?
Enchantress, yeah. Future Enchantress.
Post-Enchantress.
But they're like, apparently, I guess in the comics they're like, they're basically time cops, like, in the future. Like, they just, like, go to different places and stop things from, like, not preventing, like, causing harm to the timeline. But, because, like, it's, like, the 28th century or something.
And, so, and there's,
like,
is awesome.
And it's, like, their spaceships can, like, instantly travel to, like, any point in time or space.
And so they're like Doctor Who, like
kind. Yeah, I think kind of, but they're more like special. They're like secret agents.
That's fine. I mean, like I don't mind time travel like that, but this one I think they're just doing interdimensional travel, so it's not
They're going to the city that has like thousands of different aliens living on it together, and there's like
and they're just going to fleece them.
And there's like something. There's something shady going on in the city apparently, or something. Oh, and also like the rest of the cast is like insane too. It's like Clive Owen, Rihanna, Ethan Hawke, John Goodman, Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock.
Yes. But yeah, it's definitely good to see like a return to like crazy gigantic sci-fi from Luc Besson.
Which is cool.
Like, the most recent one, the most recent one we got was Lucy from him, so.
Yeah, Lucy was just way, way high concept that they try to force into, like, Scarlett Johansson.
Well, high concept that's, like, a lie. Like, a scientifically proven lie.
Yeah, I was just saying, it's just, like, a weird, like, that's, if you take that and throw it out the window about the brain, and then it's just, like, just make Lucy really smart. Don't do the whole brain unlocking shit.
We only use 10% of a brain.
The limitless theory of, like, brains.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Valerian's going to be out July next summer, so definitely keep an eye out for that one. And then coming up sooner, next month, we got the trailer for Solace also today, which is, it would be like just a forgotten, like weird thriller, but like the cast of this movie is like insane for the, like, the quality of it. Because it's Anthony Hopkins is a psychic doctor who gets recruited by the FBI to find a psychic...
I'm out. Nope.
to find a psychic, like, serial killer by, like, Colin Farrell. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan is the main FBI agent.
Yeah, this movie sounds terrible on paper, but, I mean...
Like, it's terrible, but, like, the cast is, like grossly inappropriate for, like, the level of the movie. Like,
I feel like this is a weekend project for everyone.
Like, this should be a movie, like, you see with, like, one... Like this should be, like Tom Sizemore or something on Netflix. Like, this should be, like, a Netflix, like, you see it, like, Saturday afternoon. Like, oh, Tom Sizemore fighting psychic people? Okay.
I feel like it's a movie that your Netflix is recommending and just playing, and you don't want to fight it. You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, show me the next movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, Mickey Rourke is in or something. Like, it should be, like, a Mickey Rourke, like... Mickey Rourke should be the Hopkins person, and, like, a Wahlberg that's not Mark Wahlberg should be, like, D. Morgan. Like, Donnie. I also feel like I had, like, a weird sense of deja vu, because I felt like I've seen this trailer before. Like, I felt like this movie was supposed to come out, like, a year ago or 2 years ago. So I vaguely remember, like, Colin Farrell being, like, a psychic serial killer.
I don't know, Colin Farrell kind of disappeared off the radar for a little bit, then just came back, like,
mm-hmm.
tenfold.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely, like, isn't he, like, the villain in the new Harry Potter movie?
I think so. I don't... He's some sort of, like, magic cop or something.
Maybe is he?
Evil, I don't know.
I don't know, I'm so out of touch with that. But I just know it's Colin Farrell's in that, and a lot of people would be like, that is weird that it's like his first family-friendly movie in all these long times.
Yeah.
But anyway, this movie, no idea. This movie is just like coming out like soon, right? Like how soon?
December 16th.
Yeah, this is definitely a movie they made like that's a while ago that they did under budget. It just sat on a shelf. Like, there's no way you could have all these people now and make this movie. Not when Anthony Hopkins in that Westworld money.
Yeah. Jeffrey Morgan is like... this is like pre-Walking Dead Jeffrey Morgan. Like Jeffrey Morgan, like pre-Westworld Anthony Hopkins, like...
Yeah, it's also... it's probably post, like, Grey's Anatomy Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like, well, I just watched Men. It didn't really... didn't help, so... like, I'll be in things.
Yeah. Like, the 1 or 2 months that they were like right before they were like got super busy again.
Yep.
But yeah, that'll probably be coming to Netflix near you in like sometime in the spring. So keep an eye out for that one. Or possibly like a select theaters, but this is definitely like a direct to DVD sort of Netflix movie. But yeah, so moving on to other news, in the it came out today, this current week's Entertainment Weekly, we got the first look at King Kong from Kong Skull Island. I don't know if you guys saw that picture.
Still a gorilla.
They would have had to try really hard to fuck that one up.
Still King Kong.
Yep.
He's not as scarred as I thought he would be from like their other Kong.
Yeah,
like Peter Jackson's like Kong.
Peter Jackson's Kong was like a veteran Kong. You know, mm-hmm. he's like beaten up and he's old, and I didn't mind that look. So it's like as long as it's a monkey, and he's not like blonde, I'm fine.
Yeah, they couldn't really make him like Mecha Kong or something, like, or give him like a like laser eye or something. Like.
They couldn't give him like a cyborg arm, and you're just like, how does this make any sense?
He's just bigger.
But even then, it's just, like, a big monkey, so it's not like he doesn't have, like, you know, a Godzilla phase where he needs to mutate, like, 4 times from, like, a little cute, like, gorilla to, like, then become, like, Donkey Kong size, where he's, like, wearing a tie and shit, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't evolve.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it looks fine. And it said, you know, I'm not really sure what else to say about it.
Well, there's a big interview with like the director, and like they're going back to kind of like he's not going to be as like gorilla like as like the Peter Jackson one, like where they're like very trying to like make him look like a act like a realistic gorilla. Like this is back to like 1933 Kong, where he just like walks around on two legs and just like is just a giant monster monkey.
See, I don't mind my gorillas acting like a gorilla who just has a tad bit of humanity when it comes to, like, pretty women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. But when he's just kind of, like, a because if you imagine the same story, but now replace the monkey with, like, a robot, like, an iron giant, would this still make sense?
Well,
you know, like, is he going to go to the village? And yeah, I know, we're going to find out, but, I mean, like, are they going to redo the scene where, like, the villagers are going to, like, you know, do a sacrificial podium, and then Khan's just gonna understand, like, yeah, okay, this is just my thing, it's my weekend.
Yeah, it's blood sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite sacrifice.
Because I think, like, in the Peter Jackson one, he just, like, he's revered, and he even understands, like, I'm just a wild fucking animal. But, like, in the original, and then in the Jeff Bridges ones, I think, like, that's the one where you're just kind of like, it's so animated and it's funny because they have no way to express, like, the face too well. So it's kind of like, yay, like, I'm here. Oh, look, a girl. All right. Bye. Like, it just leaves. Like, it just walks away. I think the one that King Kong climbs the World Trade Center is the Jeff Bridges one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one that has had the weird, like, ride from Universal. So I kind of, like...
Confrontation?
Yeah, yeah. Are they going to bring that back? Is that still around?
Well, they're doing the, there's a Kong... I don't know if it's based like Peter Jackson version, which would be kind of weird now, but there's like, they updated it. There's, like, a 3D, like, tram ride now.
Hmm. I mean, it would be smart if they do this version to just change the gorilla and then just keep everything, because,
Mm-hmm.
Not to deviate too much, but, like, that tram ride, even as a kid, was like, it's New York, but, like, where's this fucking tram? Is this Queens? Are we leaving Queens? Like, it's the only tram in New York City, so it's just like,
yeah,
I guess we're in Queens. Nowhere near the Twin Towers at this point.
They breeze banana breath on you?
I don't remember that.
That was a big selling point. It's like, you'll smell his banana breath.
I think, like, when I went, it was, like, months or years later, so it's just, like, we ran out of banana flavor. So you just get, like, hot Florida exhaust, like, ah.
They just pour banana nerds, like, banana, like, runs into it, like.
Just, like, a drunk Universal teen worker just throws a rod of banana in, like, the tube and just, like, good enough.
Yeah.
And now everyone's got, like, a weird banana fungus infection. Yeah,
we'll see in March. We'll see what's up with New Kong.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm more interested to see Samuel Jackson than I am about the gorilla.
Yeah.
You know? That's just my thing.
Samuel Jackson versus John Goodman.
John Goodman? Oh, yeah, he's in this.
And Tom Hiddleston and Brie Larson.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm more about, like, Sam Jackson, because he's just, like, is a military guy who just wants to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't really care about the monkey at that point. He's just kind of like, I just want to kill.
Yeah, it's going to be like, it's like weird, like, Vietnam with King Kong.
He just wants to leave the island and just kill his way out. Like, mm-hmm. That's fine. I understand that. John Goodman wants to, like, capture it, so
hopefully, put it hopefully, into, like... Hopefully he does another speech, and then Kong pops up behind him, like, rips him in half.
Yeah, just, he's like, ah, like...
We are going to get out of here and survive! So, other news, we have our first new fall TV casualty for the year. It's always an exciting time. And it's Conviction over at ABC, the Haley Atwell legal thriller, is canceled. They're going to let it run out. They're going to let it run its 13 episodes and it's done. Which hopefully means maybe A.G. Carter will be back at some point.
Well, because they try to let what's the phrase go nuts and just like I feel like there was just like a game to figure out what's kind of like a weird combination to be where it's like she's a drunk, a partier.
She's the first daughter.
She's the first daughter, and she's also like a good like attorney assistant, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just all these things. You're like one. Pick
and
one.
She solves, and then, like, this team has to just, like, there's so many, like, wrongful convictions that we have this entire team that, like, solves wrongful convictions.
And, like, doesn't she fall in love with, like, one of her coworkers or something like that? Like
the district attorney who's, like, basically blackmailing her to, like, lead this team or something.
Yeah,
like,
she falls in love with him because he just happens to be, like, the most handsome guy of the group. Like, it's just, everything about that show, I watched, like, half an episode, and I was like, I understand everything there is. How's there more than, like, four episodes of this?
Yeah.
I felt bad because like she's a good actress. Just like I don't know, like make it a little more compelling. But you know, of the shows that had to get the chopping block, I don't mind that one.
Yeah, I think everything else is doing okay. Like all these shows are doing pretty okay. So. There's not as many cancellations as there are as, like, if you go back a few years, because, like, everyone's starting to take, like, DVR ratings into consideration now, so. If it does, like, at least decent, like, the live plus three, which is, like, the DVR numbers, then it usually sticks around.
That's good. I don't know how DVR, I don't have a DVR, so I don't know that that one works.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I think Hulu gets a consideration now as well, so. But, other news, some big news in the Spider-Man universe. So Tom Holland, we found out, is signed on for six appearances in the MCU, which is, and then it's going to be, it's three not Spider-Man movies and three Spider-Man movies.
Damn.
I think they want him to grow first.
Well, they said every, like, the solo Spider-Man movies are going to be, like, is like each year in high school. Like, he's starting out, like, Homecoming, he's going to be a sophomore, and then next movie he'll be a junior, and next year he'll be a senior.
Damn. See, I would have gone high school, college, and then, like, after college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, every year of high school seems a little exorbitant, you know? Yeah. Peter,
the Peter Parker years or his early phase is always like his like most innocent, but it doesn't make him the best character yet.
Right,
like, it's always
right.
The like turmoil of him trying to figure out like making money and like you know dealing with like his identity.
I'm late for a test.
Yeah, how many of that can you go for in a movie before you're just kind of like, you know, Peter Spider-Man, right? Like, the world has to know by, like, the second movie, basically. I think they might go for that angle where he reveals himself and just kind of like, look, like, it's functional to be, like, a superhero and a student in New York City. but, you know, I also feel like they might try to sneak in more Spider-Verse stuff where it's like, oh, yeah, like, there's Spider-Man, but there's also, like, four of the people with Spider-Man like powers too. Mm-hmm. Like I'm hoping for that. I want to see that where it's like, you know, you get like a Venom, you get a Carnage, you get like a team. Like my hopes is actually finally like a weird, if you want to do something that really appease Spider-Man fans, because it's like the really big hot shit lately has been Spider-Man is multiple Spider-Man teaming up now.
Yep.
So it's like
let's get 2099.
Let's get Miles Morales. Yeah. Spider-Punk got really popular. He's the British Spider-Man with like the mohawk and like the leather. Like he somehow is popular. I don't know why.
Spider-Gwen,
fucking Silk. I think there's another Spider-Person too. Like there's like two Spider-Man 2099s, if you can believe that. There's like an alternate future past, and then there's like
Spider-Man Noir.
No. Spider-Man Noir is another one, but, so, you know how Spider-Man 29 changed colors from his original look to that white version?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, well, in the comic series, there's two of them now. Like, the one wearing the white suit and the one wearing the blue suit, and they're the same person, but at different points. It's like it's the Looper effect. I don't know how it's happening, but they just like, you're just there. And one of them's fixing the other one's problems. Mm-hmm. It's just like, if you could shoehorn that into a movie and not try to like dumb it down, but then not try to make it overcomplicated, you scare away, you now have like a good like legacy Spider-Man series. Because like even the Web Warriors, the Spider-Man show, like they did that. They introduced a crazy amount of like other shit into it that they just like, this is a kid's show, but I'm like, oh, I actually like this. And it's like they introduced Iron Spire without introducing Civil War. Like mm-hmm. that's pretty good to do. And I'm not sure if they introduced Scarlet Spider, like the Kane version, but like I'm hoping for that. I kind of want to see the Clone Saga, you know. Then you could do all this shit.
It's Ben Reilly back.
Ben Reilly, yeah. Well, Ben Reilly's back too. He's in the Spider-Verse comic series. He's just like lost in time.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't mind, but you know, that was cool Spider-Man shit. Like, not a lot of superheroes can get a Clone Saga or like multiple versions of them and then not be hated.
Oh God, no! And they tried. Oh, they tried.
They always try to figure out how to like multiply one hero into many, and like it works sometimes. Like multiple Batman, multiple Wolverines, yeah. multiple
hated
Superman.
Hated it.
A lot of them don't survive.
It didn't mind the Superman one. That's like the only one I didn't mind. That and like the Green Lantern Corps. Everything else, I was kind of like, come on.
I like the Green Lantern Corps because it wasn't like there was only one. It's like Nova.
It was like a title, like an intergalactic police force. Like that was cool. But like Batman Inc. I was like, deputy, fucking like, kill yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
that was fine. But like when there's like one type of hero that is like the reason why he's a hero because of his abilities and because of only unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, can you imagine having like five Daredevils? It wouldn't make any goddamn sense. Like. They actually, I think he is a psychic now that's like a Daredevil, but it's not quite.
Well, that makes sense, though, because he's never really had, like, a sidekick.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean, he's had people that he's worked with, like, you know, Elektra and Spidey and Punisher and Wolverine.
Luke Cage, yeah.
Luke Cage, right, Moon Knight, even, but,
like... They're all different, like, abilities. This one's bringing, right. like, a copied, watered-down version. Like, it's his
right,
Robin.
He finally got a Bucky, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. It's his Bucky almost. But even Bucky was just like, he didn't have weapons. He just punched people.
Agreed. So,
that's why I don't mind the Spider-Man, because it can go any direction. It has so much to work with.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm also saying early too, that if they choose to ignore a lot and go for something that's really like, I don't know, by the numbers formula basics, that's not Marvel at all. It would be so surprising and probably so derailing, you know, that would ruin the six movie deal he has. Cause it's kind of like, oh yeah, like Spider-Man, he loses both his arms. Like what? And then it's like, yep. And then he gets robot arms. And then like Aunt May like becomes a man. Like it's just weird shit that like could really change up everything. It's just like, does it make any sense?
Yeah. I don't think we have to worry about that. Fortunately, I think they know that Spider-Man is really arguably their Batman. You know, like for Marvel, I mean, if Captain America is their Superman, you know, the only reason I would argue that Iron Man and Captain America have been so successful for Marvel is because they haven't had Spider-Man. That doesn't mean that the movies haven't been good, but I'm just saying if they had been making Spider-Man movies like that all along, they probably would be demoted to like, you know, Thor level,
mm-hmm.
you know, or like, not that Guardians is like a demotion, but you know what I mean? They wouldn't be like the A+, they wouldn't get top billing. In other words, they would be the opening act for Spidey, because that's just the hierarchy of things, and that's fine. But yeah, dude, like I think they know that now that they finally have Spider-Man, they're like, we need to make it the perfect Marvel movie in the sense that it's going to appease the traditionalist comic book fans, but also be accessible and enjoyable enough for someone who doesn't know anything about Spider-Man to go see it. And love it, you know, like, and I know that's not exactly like groundbreaking in terms of the observation, but like, it's just the sense of urgency here is so much greater because there's so much more wiggle room to like fuck up Black Panther or like Hulk, you know, like they're beloved characters, but it's not like the flagship character, you know, it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, dude, I'm excited. The only thing that has me really worried, and I'll be really honest with you here, is the I saw the action figure sculpt for the Vulture design. Hasn't been proven to be fake yet, and the fact that no one's saying anything really has me thinking that it's legitimate. And, oh, man.
I gotta find this image.
It's bad. Like, I'm really hoping that it's just, like, the first... I hope it's, like, you know, Vulture's first night, where it's like, I'm gonna wear a bomber jacket and, like, have a helmet, you know? Like, I hope it's, like, the my first stick-up Vulture kit and not, like, you know, ultimately, you know, like, the perfect Vulture, perfect cell form, whatever you want to call it. I just really hope that's not the case.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? See, so what I'm saying is I understand why Spidey had that, like, makeshift costume, and then they explain via storytelling why he has the Spidey costume. You know, Tony Stark makes it for him, spoiler alert, and it's fucking awesome. I kind of hope that they take a similar route with Vulture. Like, I hope he maybe appears once or twice like that, and then it's like, hey, you know,
in the final battle.
Well, they've got
like
right. Who's the Tinkerer is going to be in the movie? So that's yes, who will make exactly. him like his like actual Vulture armor.
Or this might be the Tinkerer's creation. It might be Tinkerer gets him off the ground. You know, and it's like, hey, I gave you the power of flight, motherfucker. And then he's like, you know, somehow working with Oscorp or whatever they're going to do to get him. Or Hydra, like, however they're going to blend them all together, I'm not sure. But, in other words, I just really hope that that's not the final form.
I don't mind, like, the fact, like, I have to really forget, like, the weird, like, onesie suit that he wore, the weird, like, you know, looks like a Christmas elf kind of costume
yeah.
he wears.
Oh, yeah, 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 it's like a green leotard with feathers and,
yep.
like, a Hulk Hogan boa, like, it's very strange. Great for the
like,
comics doesn't
great for the comics.
Well to, doesn't translate well to TV or movies.
But
that's the same with the Joker's look, too. It's the same with the Joker's look. It's always been like that. Like, I still think that, you know, the Tim Burton Batman did a tremendous job of bringing the comic book Joker to life. And I was like, oh, that's great. But in every scene he's in, he looks out of place. You know, not that he doesn't fit, just that it's like he's so loud and turned up to 10. And that's great, and that's what the Joker's supposed to be like, and that's my Joker, that's the Joker I prefer. However, I'm just saying, like, with the Christopher Nolan Joker, they found a way to make it where it's like, oh, I believe that that Joker could really exist. Like, I believe that a guy would paint his face and maybe just wear purple to stand out, but he doesn't look like he's, you know... well, he doesn't look like the Suicide Squad Joker, you know? So, bringing that back to Spider-Man universe, like... I think that the Sam Raimi movies did a very good job of making, like, you know, a Doc Ock that was, you know, a nice nod to the comics, but also looked like someone that could really, like, do that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, that's what I liked about the some of the villains. Like, if you think about the original series of the original Sam Raimi movies, like... Osborn uses a power suit that he only modifies the helmet. So that, like, that's why the armor kind of looks like that. Then, like, Doc Ock just kind of, like, is a scientist. Like, he's not a career criminal yet. So, and it's just like, I'm wearing a trench coat and just whatever I could find that fits, like, my waist. Fine. The third one is the one where it's like, it starts losing.
Got away from him.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets away where it's like, well, Sandman always looks like he's from, like, the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then... Eddie Brock was just like this weird copy paste Venom that was just something went wrong. So
well,
that's
yeah,
why
that was unacceptable. That was
he did not look like a good Venom. Like that
but,
was just like Halloween costume Spider-Man.
Oh, totally.
A Mexican Halloween.
Totally. But as we've been through on this podcast before, you know, in Sam Raimi's defense, I mean, first of all, the motherfucker made Spider-Man 2. So, you know, we're not like holding Spider-Man 3 over him, but you can even find interviews where he was like, yeah, that was not my movie. Like, that was literally the studio being like, we need to sell this many toys, and we need to have... That was his, like, Batman and Robin. You know, where they were kind of like, hey, Sam, that last movie was great. We'd really like to sell a lot more action figures this time. Do you think Spidey could go through several costume changes? Like, I guess, but that would mean we have to do the symbiote. Yes. We would, wouldn't we? We would. Well, then Venom would be in the next movie, I guess. Unless. Think of the 2-packs we can sell. 2-packs, Sam.
So,
I don't know.
Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry, Zach was going to try to move us forward, but
yeah.
We're just not.
Yeah, I was
going to
like, yeah, like,
fuck.
I'm just to see because it's like six movies is a really big announcement because I even think Iron Man didn't have like a three movie deal. They're just kind of like, oh.
So Civil War was one appearance. Homecoming will be his first solo movie. He'll be in Avengers Infinity War, Avengers 4, and then two other Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. I just still, and we've said it before, and maybe people will disagree with me, but I still think that Spider-Man, and on the DC side, Batman, lend themselves better to television. That doesn't mean they can't have movies, but good God, could you imagine? I mean, Chris, Jesus Christ, we could actually have Spider-Man arcs that are developed and make sense and are acted out in a way that is satisfying, you know, and delivers the goods.
Yep.
And with the Netflix series now, like, it can be done. Like, it would obviously be the highest budget, you know, like it would take, you know, quadruple the budget of like what Punisher or Daredevil has. But I mean, Jesus, all the viewers. All the viewers. How many people watched it? Everyone.
So, other Spider-Man news. The aforementioned Vulture. We got confirmation this week that it will be Michael Keaton as the Vulture.
I don't know. I love Michael Keaton, but part of me kind of wants to give him a Butters pressed pickle. You traitor! You sold us out!
I mean, it's kind of weird that, like, we kind of called it, like, from a while ago from Birdman.
Everyone called it.
Yeah.
And we're just like,
Like, Michael Keaton's
gonna
be...
fuck it, we called it, too. Well, we'll take the credit.
It was like, they were like, Spider-Man Homecoming, guys. The bad guy's gonna be Vulture, and Michael Keaton's gonna be in it. And they're like, is he playing the Vulture? It's like, and they're like...
What?
We'll never tell.
Yeah. It's like Michael Keaton is cast in Spider-Man Homecoming and he's playing the Vulture. Oh. That was quick. Perhaps you should have made two press releases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can't say we weren't expecting it, right?
No. Everyone was expecting it. We were just waiting for them to be like, confirming it. But it wasn't even like an official confirmation. It was just like Kevin Feige just like kind of like dropped it during the interview. He's just like, man, we're doing stuff I've always wanted to do, like have Michael Keaton be the Vulture and like.
I mean, what? I said the Smulcher. He is a parody villain. I think I left something in the hallway. Just hear his car starting up and speeding away.
I wonder when we'll get a first trailer for Homecoming.
Oh, probably with Guardians. I mean, they can give us a teaser, right?
Well, because Homecoming is like middle of summer next year.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You're right. Retroactively with Doctor Strange.
Maybe Rogue One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's it. That's absolutely it. I mean, it's the perfect storm. You know, you got. It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's July 7th next year, so.
Oh, yeah, so Dark Knight style. You know, first trailer December, and then March, you know, and then TV spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fucking tremendous. I mean, you can't really ask for a better movie than a fucking Star Wars movie, like, at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's going to be tremendous. I mean, not like you couldn't just release it on Facebook like they do anyway and have everyone and their mothers talk about it. I mean, Jesus, remember the Avengers spot where they revealed him?
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like Facebook's literally like the stock market stopped.
Yep.
You know, people in Japan were like, Spider-Man? Oh, like everything just, life stood still. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So on the other side of the Marvel Universe, where things are not going as great. There was some news this week that Fox might be trying to like soft reboot the X-Men universe.
No, give it up. Give it to Marvel.
Because everything is kind of going off the rails over there. Like Gambit is like in like limbo.
Still?
Yeah, no one knows. Like, it might never get made.
No one's attached to it anymore. It's like, well, Channing Tatum left, and the director left, and like everyone fucking left. Junkie XL wasn't even attached to it, and he left.
Yep. Like, yeah. So we had, then Tim Miller leaving Deadpool 2. Hugh Jackman's gone after Logan. Everyone's gone from the main X-Men movies because their contracts are up.
Yeah.
They said Bryan Singer's not back.
Dude,
the only thing that like is actually like kind of on track is like New Mutants movie.
Or that TV show that they're trying to promote.
Legion, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, man, just do what they did with Spidey. Like, it's not that hard. It's really not. Everybody wins, man. 50% of a lot is still a lot.
Yeah. You know? I feel like Fox just has like there's like weird spite or there's like
oh,
weird
completely.
Ego like just like because like Fantastic Four last year was just a total just like middle finger like you're not getting them back.
Yeah, you're not getting anything.
we'll burn this bridge and piss on it while it's burning.
We're still on it. Yeah.
And Marvel, yeah. Then Marvel was like, all right, fine. Fantastic Four doesn't exist anymore in the comics.
This it's just getting sad.
Yeah.
But it has been sad for some time, but you know what I mean. To be a half a glass half full sort of guy, which is not me, but I'll try it. Fuck it. We thought the same thing about Sony for years, right? Years and years ago. Like think back to when we first started this thing. You know, it was kind of like I don't know, will Spider-Man ever be in the MCU? Will it happen? ZOMG. What are they going to do? Are we going to get an Amazing Spider-Man 3? Oh, merciful God, just kill us. but it happened. It happened. And I fear that it's going to take, you know, more than one or two bad movies, like Fantastic Four, and debatably, depending on what side of the fence you were on, the last X-Men movie, which I am going to see tomorrow, thanks to Netflix. You know, just to stay timely with it and all.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the way I see it is, I was like, as long as I see it before Logan, like, I'll be okay, whatever.
Maybe you'll be lucky and find one of the last, like, White Castles that offered the X-Men meal.
Maybe, maybe. Hey, all I know is I got my Doctor Strange cup when I went to the movies, so I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God damn, I have a Doctor Strange cup? This is crazy. I have, like, 8 of the Suicide Squad ones, but whatever, they just had those for, like, a year. Anyway, fucking... It certainly can happen. It just might take a little bit more time, but I think we'll get there. I just wish that it would happen sooner rather than later. And you know what? I think it's a win-win situation right now, because either you make everybody on the planet cream their jeans at the same time by having Hugh Jackman's Logan show up via fucked up, you know, time-space continuum manipulation or whatever the hell you want to call it. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know,
mm-hmm.
You either have that happen and you just drive everybody crazy, or you find a way to reboot them, but just reboot them so that they're in the fold. Like, I think that's how you do it. But, you know, it's just the whole reboot dilemma is that how do you do that and explain where they were during all the Avengers shit? Like, they would have to be starting just now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Professor X would have to be, like, 20 now and be like, oh, I'm a fucking mutant.
Just be, like, walking and his hair falls out and just instantly... Like, everything about his powers have to happen all at once. He's, oh, no, it's great to be a child. Ah, my legs! Like, all
yeah,
together.
That's why I feel like it's almost easier, or definitely is easier, to fold the existing X-Men universe into this universe and just connect it through, like, Infinity War somehow. You know, I don't know. Like, maybe mm-hmm. Doctor Strange is like, you know, forcing out a poop and he accidentally like opens up a fucking wormhole. It's like, oh, zounds. Now the X-Men are here.
But yeah, the X-Universe is not really on the best ground right now. So we'll see what Fox does. Oh, they also said that Deadpool 3 is going to be an X-Force movie.
Which is, like, nice, because Deadpool works great as, like, a team. Like, you know, like, he's the guy that, like is the funny man of the group, so you need, like, serious people, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see it kind of go sideways, where they have no idea how to use X-Force characters properly, and, like, it'd be, like, Spider-Man 3 level of just, like, fuck it, like, everything. Like, we're going to combine everything we knew about X-Men that worked into this movie and see if it works again. Like, oh, we don't have Wolverine? Well, we'll just, like, throw in X-23 in this movie for no goddamn reason.
So, other news. We got some news last week about, or actually earlier this week, about potentially incredible martial arts movie that's in the works. It's called Triple Threat, and it's going to star Tony Jaa, Tiger Chen, and Iko Uwe.
I think my parents messed up by not naming me Tiger Chen. Like, I could have been the tiger.
Yeah, you could have been the man of Tai Chi.
Yep.
You're my tiger, Chris. You're my tiger.
Yes, yeah, Tiger Chen from Man of Tai Chi, Iko Uwe from the Raid movies, Tony Jaa, who needs no introduction, like, and then Chad Stahelski, who directed John Wick, is going to be like the action choreographer.
Nice.
And it's going to be the story is that like Tiger Chen is going to be the main person, and he has to go to Mexico to rescue his ex wife and their son, who's been connected by the Mexican cartels, and then Tony Jaa and Iko Uwe will, like, back him up. It's supposed to be as, like, those three guys just, like, destroying the Mexican cartels.
Nice.
Cartels are, like, your...
I mean, just one of those guys could, like, destroy the Mexican cartels. Like, the three of them together, like, it's just, like... No more drugs in the world. It's, like...
But I feel like the cartel is your go-to, like... It's like the 80s Russians now, yep. We're just like, who are
yes,
they?
Yes.
The cartel.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what are these Chinese people doing with the cartel? I don't know, cartel.
Juarez.
They did international study abroad. Cartel.
Yeah. I thought it was cultural enrichment. Cartel.
But yeah, so no release date or anything yet, but like that one is definitely like super on the radar. Like that sounds like it's going to be amazing when it comes out. So,
yeah, I'm excited.
And other upcoming movies, we learned that there's going to be an American Werewolf in London remake with Max Landis writing and directing it.
Eh. And he's been fired.
Max Landis, like, it's, like, I'm, like, up and down on him, because, like, sometimes he's, like, when he's on, like, when he was on, like, regular media, and they were watching, like, Double Down, that was fun, but then, like, other times I've seen him, like, he's a super annoying, it's just, like...
Yeah, I feel like he works better in groups. Like, if he's got, if he's working with people who, like, that know how to talk to him and everything, like, I feel he's great like that. But if you let him go by himself and he's on Hinge, it's just watch this man ramble.
Yeah.
Because, no offense to Max Landis, he kind of looks like a mental patient sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you let that loose. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I don't know how he keeps getting money. You know, it's one of those things where, like, he has no problem getting funding for, like, half his projects.
Well, he's...
Well, because his dad is... John Landis.
Yeah, and like he just writes, like he's mainly just been writing things, and then it's just like out of his hands, like he wrote like American Ultra, and then Victor Frankenstein, like.
Well, I'm saying like it's because he just does that, and then he can get money pretty easily, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's like they're willing to bet, you know. They're like, ah, fuck it, I'll play the
Chronicle.
maybe he'll do something good. Yeah. But it's kind of funny because, like, it's like they say the same thing about bands. It's like they have their whole careers to write their first album. So with Chronicle, it's like he had his whole life to write that. You know, I mean, I don't know if that was the first thing he ever did, but I know it was his first big project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like he had, like, no expectations. You know, he could kind of just go into it and do his thing. There's no pressure. With the other stuff, you know, it's kind of like there are expectations now where it's like, all right, deliver a picture. Do I have to? Yes.
So, also got some news this past week about there's going to be a live-action Voltron movie.
I thought we talked about this.
I think it's been... They've been talking about it for years, but, like, this is, like you, because of the deal, like, so Universal... Is Universal own DreamWorks, I think, or, like,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's all a share, because Universal and DreamWorks, like, they're all... associate with Steven Spielberg and, like, other people.
Yeah. Well, it was part of the whole deal of, like, DreamWorks making the Voltron Legendary Defender show for Netflix. So as part of, like, that, Universal got the rights to, like, they got, like, the live-action Voltron rights. So they're going forward with, like, a live-action Voltron movie.
Yeah, I mean, might as well have the rights.
Making it for the right reasons.
And David Hayter, aka Solid Snake, is going to be writing the screenplay. So
that alone is AKA good. AKA but MacGyver. I just want to see like some example. You know, like let's see how Power Rangers movie does. Like when they want to see how that does too.
Yeah.
Again, this is just them hedging their bets, where it's like that'll probably make more money than it costs, right? Right.
Let's get this rolling before, and then
yeah.
But yeah, Netflix show is awesome. So if they just kind of do that, but like live action, it'll be fine. And speaking of cartoons, we also found out that Young Justice is going to be back.
Yes,
Justice.
So the Justice Young. For Justice, yeah,
sexy Justice.
So, yeah, season 3 of the show is coming, and I didn't say. It's not clear where it's going to be airing yet. It was on Cartoon Network when it was on the air. But I think recent years it's been like people have been like watching it on Netflix and being like,
oh yeah, that's where most of their viewership came from. Nobody was really watching it when it was on the air, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, like, the people who were watching it fucking loved it, but I was kind of like, eh, I don't care for animation. You know? Like, I didn't really watch it. Now that I've been watching it on Netflix, I'm like, hot damn, like, how good is this shit? So, yeah, I'm psyched. I hope it just goes, or that it just does go straight to Netflix. I mean, I feel like that'd probably be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't got to worry about a fucking bitch-ass commercial breaks or any shit like that.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be where it's going to end up. It's got to end up on some sort of digital platform.
I mean, it's on Netflix already, so like they have the
rights?
at least the distribution rights to it. You know,
and Netflix wants those original shows. So
I know, yeah. Especially that's one category they don't have is like. Animated young adult stuff, you know, especially because Hulu has all the Adult Swim content.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they don't have Aqua Teen, they don't have Rick and Morty, they don't have, you know, the stuff that age group would kind of light a spliff and veg out to.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't put Young Justice in that same category, obviously, but it definitely is that same demographic. You know, because by and large, it's not little kids watching Young Justice. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like 18 to 34-year-old comic book fans. So, fuck it. Bring it on.
It'll be on, like, CW Seed.
No. AKA, like, we're seceding from television.
You can watch Whose Line Is It Anyway? And canceled shows.
Yeah. And so many canceled shows.
You guys remember that show 666 Park Avenue?
Oh, ABC? Boy, do I. You want to watch it again? No? Well, you can. All right. Just saying. You know. Thanks.
And so last bit of news for this week is that the Simpsons got renewed for a 29th and 30th season. And they are 100% going to become the longest-running show on television.
Well, that's good.
Does like something happen when that happens? Like, do we get free things? Do we get the 7-Eleven Apu styles? Like
Double Dare Marathon, which
yeah, just another celebration.
It's like I think it, yeah, 2 weeks on Thanksgiving. Gosh, it starts okay. Again.
I can't wait.
All 600 episodes in a row.
Things like a week, I think.
To oh, it's, watch long, all. It's longer than that.
Yeah.
It's like the marathon's gonna be like 2 weeks long or 3 weeks long. But yeah, that record was Gunsmoke with 635 episodes. So the Simpsons will probably break that next year.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I'm happy for them. You know. I mean, I've always loved that show. I mean, I remember staying up, like, begging my parents to watch it because it was, like, inappropriate or whatever when I was little. So, like, it's got a special place in my heart and many others, obviously. And, you know, every now and then there's a really good episode, you know? Like, they can't all be gems, but Family Guy kind of sucks now, too. It's just kind of how it goes, man, when it's been on that long. Like,
yeah, it's like all be winners. Well, like, yeah, like this, yeah, like this, even like this past weekend, Simpsons was great.
Like I said, there are some very good episodes every now and then. It's just not like consistently good, you know. But whatever, that's really fine.
Because it was like it was the rare like Kirk Van Houten centric episode. So.
Yes.
And they just made him like this like horrible, just like bro, like cross playing bro. He's talking about vaping peach, like, passion fruit, and then, like, listening to the Big Bad Voodoo Daddies. I'm like...
The worst kind of person.
Calling Homer bra all the time.
Just the worst.
But it was fantastic. So, yeah, so they'll never stop Simpsons.
No. What is this administration plan to do about the Grimace? Nothing can stop the Grimace.
That was a clerk. That was clerks.
No, I know, but I'm saying like that's pretty much the scenario with the Simpsons right now.
I was thinking of they had the episode Behind the Laughter. That was like the Behind the Music parody, and then was the they ended it with that song about like they'll never stop the Simpsons.
Yeah.
What if Homer became a robot? So, anyway, that's it for news this week. So why don't we jump over to Show and Tell. And all of us saw Doctor Strange over the last weekend. Chris and I did a review cast, which is up on the site right now. Going for an hour in depth about Doctor Strange. But Joe, what did you think of Doctor Strange?
I enjoyed it, man. It's kind of like I predicted on the podcast before it came out, saying that I thought it was going to be in that Guardians of the Galaxy category where they just really try their best to make a solid movie that you don't have to be the biggest Doctor Strange fan to you know, enjoy it or sort of get the bug or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Like, arguably, I think Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie, created more fans than there were of it before the movie was a thing. 100%,
yeah.
You know? So I think we're going to see something similar, maybe not to the same degree, but something similar with Doctor Strange. And considering how strange the source material is, I think they did a very good job of kind of, you know, making it accessible to the average moviegoer. I mean, I'm not the biggest... I like Doctor Strange, but I do not claim to be, like, an expert.
No,
by
yeah.
any stretch of imagination on his freaky deaky shit. And by that same token, you know, I saw it with my girlfriend who knew nothing about him, and she left it saying it was a totally sweet movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's psyched to see him in spoiler alert, Thor Ragnarok. So
and Avengers Infinity War, like every other MCU
all
movie.
The movies. Yeah.
He's our new Tony Stark when Robert Downey Jr. is gone.
Precisely. So that's It was fine by me. Mm-hmm. It was fine by me. And we were talking a little bit before the podcast, just about our thoughts. And Chris, you had said that, you know, it was very linear, the story. It was very, like, point A to point B to point C, and, like, it worked in this case.
Well, I think,
you know,
the plot had to be simple because the main job of this movie was just, like, introduce all the insane magic concepts of this, like, it's like, we gotta explain the multiverse, and the Eye of Agamotto, and mystic
and
art,
mysticism.
And teleportation, and
exactly.
The mirror universe, and, like,
and,
well,
I don't know,
Dormammu,
the
Doctor Universe, like, the Dark Universe, yeah. Like,
I don't know, I feel like the mirror universe is the only thing they kind of introduce really quickly, and then never bring up again. Like, it exists, okay, and that's it. Like, there's no, I thought the mirror universe would be used more as, like, a weapon or something. Nope.
Well, it's just, like, it's always there if they need to, like, use it, I guess. And they used it, that Inception chase. And then,
right.
And then they were like, oh, this is a bad idea because Mads Mikkelsen is, like, super powerful here. So that doesn't work. We can't use this against him anymore.
Yeah, but then they just totally get rid of it out of the whole movie. I thought he was going to use the mirror universe at the end of the movie or something.
Cause... I thought so, too. They're just kind of like, oh, see how we can do this?
Well, we talked about the recast, though. Like, the end is, like, I was super glad it was like a super clever ending and not, like, we got to blow up the magic thing.
We have to hold hands and yell at it.
Yeah.
Kind of ending.
I've come to bargain.
Yeah, well, I showed
so
Gio. Did you see the Twitter account that's Dormammu, I've come to bargain?
No, but I'm
Oh my god.
every day they just post like Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
It was every 2 hours and then it slowed down to like every 4 hours and then every other day now, where it's just the same loop. It's funny. It's a novelty because it was like right after the movie. Whoever saw that movie, like saw Doctor Strange came out, instantly made that account and just started tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Only in America.
Yep. But yeah, really like super solid like MCU intro movie for a character like
movie. Definitely. I mean, it had its problems too. You know,
still not a great villain, even though it's like fucking Mads Mikkelsen. It's just like it's still just like a like sort of. Just okay villain.
Still don't understand his whole backstory. He's like only from this movie, I believe. But
he's bad
I understood.
Or something, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how he got all these cultists, but he lost a lot of them.
And he didn't seem to care that much. He's kind of like, oh, another one. Like there was no attachment, you know. He's like, you knew what this was.
It'll be worth it when we get to the dark dimension.
Yeah.
The paradise that is the dark dimension. That's just
and then
horrible.
Even the ancient one, it was kind of like, well, I've been doing a lot of dark shit. Gotta die now. I'm like, wait, what? Can't just be talking about Danzig magic and then disappear into the... You can't just, like, let yourself die. You know?
I like how, like, Doctor Strange, even though he's not a doctor at that point, like, he's not a surgeon, he still, like, puts on scrubs like he's gonna operate. And I was like, isn't there, like, rules in this hospital? Is this, like, the Brooklyn, like, the Hell's Kitchen hospital? That's anything
yeah,
goes.
I was waiting for Rosario Dawson to pop in, you know?
Like, she, like, yeah, like, Rosario Dawson, like, Rachel McAdams do, like, the go team venture, like, thing. Just like, go team night nurse!
It'll happen.
But yeah, did you see anything besides Doctor Strange, Joe?
I feel like I did. You know, just a bunch of TV stuff. Like we had mentioned, you know, The Simpsons and Family Guy and all that good stuff. I feel like I watched something else, but I can't really remember, to be honest with you. So it probably wasn't that important. And then I will be watching, you know what I saw? I saw, the new, Lady Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
I saw Lady Ghostbusters and I tuned out so fast. I mean, I watched the movie, but I didn't, like, I was on my device the whole time, basically. Like, I don't care because I didn't blow money seeing it in a theater, but, like, I would have been upset had I seen that in a theater. And it just really, really upsets me that people just can't sort of be okay with something not being good, you know? Like, it had to be stunning and brave and, like, the feel-good movie mm-hmm. of the year and, like, oh my God, why aren't we getting a sequel? But it was just bad, guys. Like, there were some funny lines and everything, and it was fun to see Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd for a second.
Their cameos are terrible, though.
I know. I didn't say it was good. I was saying, like, it was fun or whatever to see them, and it's like, oh, look.
Dan Aykroyd is, like, emotionally painful. It was just like, what are you?
Why ain't afraid of no ghost? It's like, oh, no.
I need to drink an entire... It's like, I need to drink an entire bottle of Crystal Skull vodka to see that.
Yeah. I'm surprised he wasn't in the scene. He's like, this is the only way I'll be in it.
Yeah.
Advertise my booze. Yeah,
The best part is, like, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. And even that was kind of like, oh, I get it. It's a gender reversal. And then after 5 minutes of that, it just kind of stopped being funny. Like, yes, he says funny shit. Don't get me wrong. You know, the writing wasn't bad. It was just the movie itself. As a whole was
the best scene in that movie is probably like the interview when he first shows up and then you do the interview with him.
Yeah, it was borderline painful from start to finish. You know, I don't have a problem with Leslie Jones. I don't care that she's a woman. I don't care that she's black. What I care about is the fact that, like, she is being made and she's being manufactured so blatantly to just be like the female Tracy Morgan. It just really bothers me. Like, as a fan of comedy, it bothers me. And whatever, like, good for her. Make your money, get your fans, all that stuff. I'm not mad at her. I wish her the best, but it's just like, if I want to watch Tracy Morgan, I'll watch a Tracy Morgan movie, you know, or I'll watch 30 Rock or whatever. It's really distracting to me, you know? And, I don't know, like, fucking Kristen Wiig was very dry.
Yeah, that's not how I like my Kristen Wiig. Like, she needs to be like,
no,
just,
like her playing the straight laced, like, the straight guy, like, it just wasn't doing it for me. And then, like, you know, Kate McKinnon had a few funny faces and a few good lines and all that fun stuff, but I just don't understand, like, the mania behind it, where it's like, you know, like, girls, like, obsessed with her, like, cosplaying as her now and stuff, or it's like, oh my God, salty parabolas, like, yes, that was a funny line, but can we please move on? You know, can we please get through it?
There's not enough, like, because, like, no one was cosplaying, you know, anyone else besides her. Like, out of everyone, at least she had character. Everyone else kind of was like
character, but that was totally dependent on that was just Kate McKinnon on camera.
Yeah.
Like, she's tremendously talented. Like, no matter what, she can make fucking anything funny. She really can. But it was just like, there was nothing particularly interesting or funny about it. It was just her. You know, I put her in the same league as, like, Will Ferrell, where it's like, he could do a just straight up ad for, like, Lysol wipes or something. And just looking at his face, like, would be funny. Like, I know that sounds like a mean thing to say, but it's just like, oh man, that's Will Ferrell. He's so funny, you know. And I put Kate McKinnon in that same category, and that's a term of endearment, you know. That's not me shitting on her. It's just fucking, like, in other words, if she didn't make me laugh or couldn't make me laugh, then I'd be like, damn, something's really wrong. Like, what's going on? I don't know. I can't say anything that wasn't said in a far more sexist or intolerant way by people, you know, more angry about it than I am. I just, you know, I wasn't offended by it. I was just kind of, like, dumbfounded by it. Like, I don't get it. I don't claim to get it. And I think we could do a lot better, guys. I think we could do a lot better.
Oh, well, we still got the Ghostbusters animated movie that's still sitting.
The new attempt. Wipe this one away and try again.
Yeah, because, like, at least that's, like, you can't be upset by a cartoon that's trying to be, like, everything.
You watch.
Yeah, well. Actually, you know what the good thing about this movie did? and made a game that was like
so horrifically bad. Like
what?
Like the like it was so horrifically bad.
Oh, the game plays terrible. The game that is based off of this.
there's two things. Like everyone can agree that the game is horrible and the Fall Out Boy song is horrible. That's like that will unify all of us.
Yeah, like the game was horrifically bad. But I like the idea that they franchised it. Like they franchise because like that is what this should have been. Where it's like you're just this like, the, yeah. other group.
And then in the comic, yeah. The comic did that too. Like there's like the Chicago branch where like where the character from the PS3 the game. It like is the head of the Chicago branch now.
Right, right. But like I like the international branch now, where it's like occasionally they'll rotate. They'll have like three random Ghostbusters and one like leader who is from either branch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, like we need help. Go send, you know, an American guy to this island, and it's like on the team is like
it's like Batman International.
No. Yeah, but like Wick makes way more sense as like exterminators than like a fucking Batman Law Justice group. Because it's like a United Vigilante group.
Yeah.
Fucking Batman Inc.
Batman Inc., yeah.
Were your parents shot too? No, I just really like capes. Oh.
I remember one issue of Recruitment Drive of Batman International where, like, the guy just had, like, a ski mask with horns on it and just, like, congratulations, was you're it, now part of, like, the French.
Like, one of them was just, like Mexican Batman was just, like, a luchador or something. Like, it was just, like...
I am the knight. Yo soy el noche.
Yeah, like, just shit like that is, like, really weird. When at least this is, like, yeah, like, they registered, they got the licensing, and it's, like, yeah, we're actually the, like, European branch. We just need your help. Like, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, like you say, that would have been the much better movie, I feel like.
So, but, like, the sequel, the game that's a sequel, supposedly, to this movie was that. It's, like,
yeah.
If it's them franchising it, and then they're just out of town in Manhattan because they're going to go battle something else. So it's, like... Okay, just can we just have that movie? Like, at least that you can't be upset about people who hate reboots because it's like not technically a reboot. It's actually just like a sequel, but it doesn't star like the same people. It's just a new event.
Well, here's another thing to think of too. At the beginning of that god awful Ghostbusters movie, they play the original Ghostbusters theme, and I'm like, you can't have it both ways, you motherfuckers! Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, it's either in the same universe and it's tied in somehow, or it's its own thing.
Or, like, the super painful, like, drawn-out, like, joke, like, quote-unquote joke that ended with, like, the logo.
Yeah. Oh, that was so... That's the point where I checked out. It really was. I'm not kidding. Like, that was really it. I was like, can't do this anymore. That, like, this is just awful. This is objectively bad.
Yes.
Had nothing to do with the fact that there are women in the movie. Jesus Christ. Let's all have a conversation about, you know, storytelling.
Yeah, because it was just like guy spray painting, and then it's like, oh, look, it's a logo. That's a cool logo.
Oh, you don't want it anymore? Yeah, let's put a line through it if you don't want it.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, anything else, Joe?
I
What is life?
Yeah, really. What is life?
Yeah. Did you see anything, Chris?
I did. I saw John Glass loves gear.
Oh wait, John Glazer. John Glazer loves gear.
Yeah, John Glazer loves gear.
Okay.
I caught like one episode of that, and
it's on True TV of all places.
It's on True TV, but I caught it on Adult Swim though.
That's where it makes more like that. It should just be on Adult Swim. Like, why isn't that True TV?
It was like one episode on Adult Swim that is like
to be like, hey, watch this on True TV.
Go watch it on True TV. Yeah, but like when you watch it, this belongs on Adult Swim. Have you seen any of the promos or anything? It's just fucking bizarre. It's like I like John Glazer. I like his friends, I like his crew. We met them during Comic-Con, and it's like they're like really like just funny people. But it's like whoever gives them funding, they just think of an idea. Because even like Werewolf Hunter, like that show he was on, he said he sat in his car for 20 minutes. It was like, fuck, I need to pitch something. So he just made up an idea and ran with it. And he told, like, that's just, like, the story.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like it, too. It feels like he just was, like, even less time and was like, oh, what can I pitch as a TV show?
What, okay. What is it, what's in my car right now that I can just
bring? What's in my car? That is literally what he said for Werewolf Joe. Like, yeah. He was just like, eh, what was in my car? I have, like, a safety, like, hoodie. And I had, like, a Nerf gun. And then I showed up in the office and just, like, I want to make a show based on this. What are you? A werewolf hunter. Okay. Like, that was it. This was even less an idea that. It's like, I want to have a show where I get free products and I tell you how good they are while I don't use them properly. That is the show. And it's like, it's a mockumentary of himself, like, trying to use these products, like an outdoorsy thing where it's like he's setting up a camp. He's just like, hey, this tent I'm using is, like, from this company. It's really great, you know, it's really affordable. And this camp stove that I'm setting up is also really affordable, but, like, the products are good. Like, he's trying to promote the products, but the like how he wants to present it to, like, the camera is hilariously terrible. And he's always trying to overthink things. So he gets, like, a fake wife. He gets, like, a fake friend. He gets, like, an actor who actually – he gets, like, a real sportsman that, like, knows, like, equipment and stuff that, like, is his advisor. But he somehow is, like, the sidekick to John Glazer. Who John Glazer just kind of, like, is guessing half the time. He's like, these are walking sticks, and you could use them to, like, stab things and kill. Like, it's just – it's funny that way, right? It's like a parody of, like, you know, Survival Man or Man vs. Wild in that sense, but it's, like, really toned down. Mm-hmm. Like, all his trips involve going to, like, the New York park or, like, just, like, park, like, testing the equipment, like, in front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really toned down. The true comedy of it is just, like, the overarching plot of the series where, like, his wife hates the fact that, like, he's an incompetent camper. His cell phone is, His cell phone has, like, a Siri-like thing called Gear Eye that is constantly trying to get rid of, like, it's trying to control him. Like, it's just, like, because he's asking the phone, like, hey, like, how do I do this and how do I do that? And the phone is secretly, like, trying to, like, plot, like, to get with him to kind of, like, isolate him from, like, the world and to, like, make him go further out in the wilderness where it's just him and the phone. So, like, I like that, but it's a really tough series to get into if this is your first experience with, like, this type of comedy. Like, if you're fans of Delocated, you know, like, that help, but it's nothing to that degree, because this is, like, extremely, like, bizarre comedy. You know, it's, like, it's kind of like, I would say it's great stoner comedy. Like, that's why we even said, like, it makes sense when you're, like, really fucked up and you just, like, want to laugh at something really dumb. This is perfect. And that's why, yeah, you said, like, Adult Swim is just that. It's, like, 3 a.m, you just want to watch something that's, like, not too heavy-handed. This mm-hmm. is just perfect. But, man, like, I have no idea why this is on True TV. Because, like, the version I saw it was advertising True TV while on Adult Swim. So it's kind of like, is this telling me to, like, to change the channel? Like,
remember
the hell's going on?
Remember when True TV was Court TV?
Yeah, and now... I
remember.
Remember?
I remember, because I told you the last time I talked about anything on True TV was when I always watch, like, Bait Car on True TV. Because I really like Bait Car Show, where it's just like, this is a car, it's Bait Car. It's just a half an hour of people, yeah, like, driving a car for 5 minutes and then being arrested.
Man, yeah, True TV just devolved into, like, the most, like the lowest common denominator, like, reality show. Just, like, they had, like, that, like, Toe, like, the Toe Company show and stuff, and, like, I don't think Dog was on, which channel was Dog was on, like,
that was on A&E.
A&E, yeah. A&E and True TV were just, like, competing to see who could, like, have the, like, the dumbest show.
And, like, all I know...
I enjoyed Dog, sir.
Oh,
but, like, all
Dog
I know...
Oh.
But, like, all I know about True TV is just, like, Impractical Jokers. Like, that's, like, yeah, the only show, like, that's, yeah, on it that is,
that's
like, their number
on air.
Yeah. Era, they also kind of, like, a weird spin-off, a parody show of something else that's even, like, a worse version of things.
Yeah.
Like, Storage Hunters is, like, the other one that they all had Storage Wars. Like, it's just...
They just have, like, they have, like, the other, like, pawn show that's not...
Yeah, Hardcore Porn.
Yeah.
It just, like, it tricks you thinking it's gonna be porn where you're, like, really messed up, and you're like, oh, man, And, like, I remember, like, Shaquille O'Neal had, like, a Tosh.0 show on this at one point. Where, like, he watched, like, viral videos and was like, yeah, it's funny, right?
I don't get it.
And then they had a tow trucking show where it's just like...
Was it Lizard Lick Towing or something, I think?
Yeah, that was one of their highest rating shows for a while.
Yeah. Like, Repo, like, something Repo, like...
Just weird, bizarre, like, you know, you've seen these shows, but it's titled differently. So,
yeah,
nothing original. And this is, like, even bizarre. It's like, how did the hell did they obtain, like, a blatantly an Adult Swim show on True TV? Well, I mean, it's all in the same, like, umbrella of networks.
Yeah, I think it's all Turner. Like, it's all Turner.
Yeah. But, I wouldn't be surprised if this just ends up on Adult Swim later, because it's just like, haha, JK, like, we try to get you to watch True TV.
Someone please watch True TV.
They have our families.
So, anything else, Chris?
Let's see. Oh, I watched... I'm still, like, a few episodes behind in Westworld, but I just got to the part where, like, the robots are blatantly trying to figure out that it's a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Where Thea Newton just, like, dug a bullet out of her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, huh.
Gears and stuff, and...
Well, not Gears, but she had the dream that she got shot, and then she, like, got the knife to, like, get the bullet out mm-hmm. with Xerxes, and then, like, I know these people have, like, real names. I'm just like, I don't know, you're always Xerxes to me, man. Is that the guy that plays Xerxes, him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I was right, yeah. So, I still can't figure out, like, who the client who's, like, you know, what's his face?
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris, his character, because he's the Ewell Brower, like, sort copy of. Almost. Sort of. Yeah, now he's becoming, like, more and more questionable, which I really enjoy. Like,
have you seen the two-timeline theory?
Yeah, yeah, where, like, certain events are... I appreciate that, because that really made me guessing, but they actually crossed over now, where it's, like, that theory is broken based on, like, one scene. Yeah. I'm just like, God damn it, I actually would appreciate a present telling and a past telling happening at once, because that way you could save a bullshit prequel series. But, like, now it's just more confusing, you know? It's like, okay, I understand, that was a theory, so it wasn't, like, even close, and it was only, like, 5 episodes in, and the fact that that theory kind of made sense, it kind of congeals all these, like, plot holes that show up out of nowhere, where it's like, oh yeah, Anthony Hopkins, he's been working these robots for, like, 50 years, but they've been around for, like, longer than him, right? Like,
well, the part, like, there's a time on like, the HBO put up, like, an actual timeline, but I think, like,
oh.
It was, like, they started working, it was, like, 35 years ago, they started the park, and then the park opened, like, 30 years ago, so there was 5 years where, like, Anthony Hopkins and, like, his partner were, like, actually in the park, like, building the robots and stuff.
Only because because, like, some characters talk about their childhood being there. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you're, like, a grown person. Like, this isn't, like, a young girl. It's actually, like, a person in their 50s. And I'm just like, what? Like, how do you remember being here as a kid? Like, were you... Like, one woman, like, the exec in the, like, QA section, mm-hmm. where it's, like, the, like, internal affair department of the robots.
Yeah.
She's, like... She talked about her, like, her childhood being at this, like, this restaurant, like, ranch or plantation that gets demolished by that, like, bolt, that machine. That, like, she's like, oh, I remember being a little girl sitting here, blah, blah, blah. I was like, little girl? Like, what? Like, and then you see the young CGI Anthony Hopkins, where he's, like, touching the first-gen robot that, mm-hmm. like, went crazy. So it's like, oh, were you the original creator? Because you're, like, 90 then, right? Like, you have to be really old.
Yeah, well Anthony Hopkins is, like, definitely created everything. Like, he's the Walt Disney.
Right.
And then okay. The other guy is, like, the other, like, there's, like, the other guy who helped make Disney World, and then, like, no one knows who he is.
So that's what I'm saying. It's still unraveling, but then it's like the whole map under the skull thing, which I'm not trying to spoil much, but it's like you're going to see in promos. I'm just like, who does that? Like, what weird fucked up? Like, those aren't new robots with these things. Like, that robot, these robots are wandering around with these, like, map things under their heads.
It seems like what they're setting up is, like, Anthony Hopkins' partner, like, left some sort of, like,
clues.
Ghost in the Machine, or like some sort of he left some sort of plan, because like he eventually wanted, like, he basically wanted to destroy the park because like they went too far or something, or like
oh, they mimic humanity too well.
Yeah,
it's like too fucked up to see. I get that, but then it's like, man, like you should really think about these robots before you start building them if you're ready for this, because like you can't invest 50 years and turn around and be like, what have we done? Like, you know, yeah. What I mean? Just like you're also insanely rich. Everyone here is like insanely rich now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm enjoying it. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thing
I'm watching. Yeah, it's like it's a really good show. I'm really surprised how much I like it. It just visually, it's really well. Like, it looks really gorgeous to watch.
I like everyone was like, oh man, the orgy scene was crazy. And then I was kind of just thinking like, man, these people have not seen Spartacus.
No, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm so used to just insane, like, nudity that, like, I was so like, worried about like, watching that show, like it would people.
Do you remember, like, the, like, on Spartacus, Chris, they had, like, the animal orgy, where it's, like, everyone was, like...
They wear the masks.
Everyone was, like, had masks and, like, were, like, dressed like zebras and stuff, like...
Yeah, I know. I remember. Yeah. Every episode had, like, a one gratuitous nudist scene, but every other episode had, like, a loud-ass sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, season one. A lot of watching guys take baths for some kind of reason.
That's what you did in ancient Rome. You just, like, took baths.
Yeah, you rubbed yourself with that stick. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what was going on.
But yeah, Westworld. maybe we'll get to ancient, maybe the Roman world will show up at some point.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do like a season where it's like this Roman people are trying to like realizing what's going on. Because mm-hmm. I feel like there's so much about the park that we don't know. If there are they like neighboring parks, or are they like in another compound where you have to travel like physically?
I think they said we probably will like we might not they might not do like Rome, like because the movie had Roman world and medieval world, and so they might like the show might just be like just Westworld. There's so much going on with just Westworld. Like they don't want to like introduce like other worlds.
Yeah,
at least the first season or second, like that would be like way down the line. That'd be like a third or fourth season thing, maybe.
Totally reasonable. Yeah, but that's it for me.
Well, I have besides Doctor Strange, I was just watching TV as well. I have one more episode left of Black Mirror, but I've seen all the rest of the third season, and they've all been good. Some of them are like definitely better than the other ones, but like there's no bad episode of Black Mirror, but some of them are like just like the next level. But I think for the new episodes, I think last week I mentioned Nosedive, which is the first episode. I think that's definitely one of the top ones for this season. Playtest is also really good. It's the second episode where there's a guy who takes a, like he's in England. He's been taking a trip around the world and he ends up in London for like his last trip, like last leg. But then he needs money, so he has this app that like has like odd jobs, and one of them is like testing this new like virtual reality device. And then things go horribly wrong with the virtual reality device. There's the one that like is like getting like the most like critical acclaim and everything is San Junipero, which is like it's initially set in the 80s, and it gets like there's a really pretty awesome like tech that you find out about later in the episode, and then like probably the best soundtrack ever for a Black Mirror episode. It's just jam packed with like 80s songs because most of the episode takes place in a nightclub.
But the technology in the 80s wasn't as advanced. Like,
it's Black Mirror, Chris, there's a twist.
Okay. Because I'm just like, the thing about Black Mirror is that technology is like going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Magic is not in Black Mirror. That's the one thing they don't do.
No, it's all things that could potentially happen. It might happen.
Right, because it's not like Super Twilight Zone where like anything could just be like the twist where it's like magic was the answer. Like they were witches all along, you know, like that.
It was the devil.
Yeah, like that. That's usually the go-to for if they can't explain it in a super sci-fi way, they'll just be like magic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing about Black Mirror. It's always like humanity getting fucked over by technology.
Yeah, they had the third episode was also pretty good. It's called Shut Up and Dance, and it's like basically all these people, like this hacker group, like basically steals like some sort of thing they use to blackmail them. So they're basically sending all these people, they're sending texts to all these people and like making them do like random things for some sort of plan that no one knows. Like, it's all pieces of a plan that no one knows what the hell's going on or who is texting them. And it kind of like, that one's a little bit like, if it's similar to like, did you see the episode White Bear from the sixth season, Chris?
No.
Where like, it's like the woman wakes up and like everyone, there's just people like standing around with like cell phones just filming her and not talking, just like standing there, and there's like hunters and stuff.
So it's like Truth or Dare, whatever that was.
Well, it was like, there was like, it was this woman wakes up in this village, and then there's like,
no, I'm talking about that movie with like,
oh, Nerve.
Nerve, yeah. It's kind of like Nerve.
It's kind of, yeah, it's sort of like that, except like darker. Like, it's just like these people who are like, we're gonna expose to your family that you're like having an affair if you don't do this.
Yeah, it's like Anonymous and Nerve teamed up.
Yeah,
this would be it.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole like premise of like, it's like the worst case scenario for like Anonymous or like internet trolls or something.
Like, they all actually have the courage to go outside and film it.
Well, that's not like that's in the second season episode with the White Bear episode. This is like this third season episode is just like, it's I think it's like the least futuristic one of all the Black Mirror, because there's not a crazy future tech that's in it. It's just like, it's just people getting texts on their cell phones.
What would you do when you get mass message? Bah!
Yeah, they've hacked into your GPS. And then the last episode I saw was the fifth episode, which it's called Men Against Fire, and it's I think the only Black Mirror episode I've seen that's like military based. So it's like kind of like the dark side of like what could happen to like the military, where all the soldiers get like this implant that like gives them like 3D, like they get like 3D maps and stuff, and then you find out there's something else going on with like what they're seeing because of this implant.
Is it demons?
Sort of.
Eh, I figure. You know what I mean? It's always like, oh no, we should technology has gone too far.
But yeah, they're all fantastic, so definitely they're all worth checking out. And the whole season, like, if you haven't watched any Black Mirror, like, just go on Netflix and start watching them, because they're...
I still gotta watch that Christmas episode.
That's still, like, top three, I would say. I would say, I think from the third season, I think Nosedive is still my favorite one, just because it's super dark and funny. But I think probably either Playtest or San Junipero is probably like the top three for season three. And then just gotta mention the Goldbergs, which has been, I think it's the fourth season for that show, but they just did an action movie homage episode, which was amazing. Definitely, like, if you haven't seen any episode of The Goldbergs, like, you need, like, if you're listening to this or like on our site, like, you need to just go watch that episode. You don't need any sort of like context for this. Like, you can just watch that. But like, it's basically like the main character Adams is inspired by Commando to make his own action movie, and so it's just like there's like so many like homages to like Commando, and they reference like everybody. There's like name drop Van Damme and Seagal and Stallone and Chuck Norris and
yeah, back when they're on their prime.
Yeah, and there's jokes about like action movie zingers like Murray the dad of the show, like, just comes up. Like, there's this thing where like if you just like ask him like what Arnold would say about a certain like situation, he just comes up with like random Arnold one liners. And then the movie that Adam is making is like the main character is like this cook who like has to go on like a cook who's like also like a he's basically Steven Seagal from Under Siege. Like, he's the cook who's also like a Navy SEAL or something. But then like they come up with all these like terrible like kitchen puns, like it's like see you ladle. And like they're all, but it's all like see you later, but like just like puns based on kitchen stuff. So it's like cheese you grater and see you ladle and like all these like terrible puns.
So it's like a love note to like action movies.
Yeah, 100%. Like the movie's called Kiss the Cook 2 or something. Oh, and also just a quick TV thing. Dolph Lundgren finally showed up on Arrow as well. So that happened.
Yay. Well, who does he play?
He's in the flashbacks. He's this Russian crime boss.
Oh, generic Russian.
Yeah. But yeah, they're doing some crazy stuff in Arrow. Like next week, Vigilante is going to show up. I don't know if you know that character, Chris. He's literally just called Vigilante, but like he's got a very distinctive look. Like he's got like he wears like ski masks. Like he looks like he has like sea goggles and like a bodysuit, and he just like goes around killing people in DC universe.
Is he the guy that trained like Canary at a box?
No, that was oh crap, who was that? That was like some other guy.
Yeah, some other guy that wasn't even like I think even DC. But okay, cool. They're bringing more characters.
I just sent you a picture quick, but like,
yeah, it looks like a goddamn middle school kid superhero, which is like he's got a gun, he wears tights, he wears boots, like,
yeah, he's been around forever in the DC universe. So,
is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I mean, I think he's like the Punisher. Like he just like.
Yeah, okay, he's got the same look as the Punisher, as if like if you had to describe like his 80s attire, where he's got the white gloves, white boots, black suit, the like Batman utility belt.
And then but there was also like a Western vigilante, like there's like in the Wild West there was like a vigilante like one. So it's kind of like Ghost Rider, where there's like Western Ghost Rider, like there's like Western vigilante. Now,
like they're in the error, or it's
like in the Wild West, there was like another character called Vigilante, who was just a cowboy who had like a red bandana over his face.
Oh wait, did he look like? Did he have like the Roy Rogers look too?
Yes.
Okay, I seen him in Justice League.
Yes,
in Limited, he's like in the background all the time.
Yep. So yeah, that's like this Wild West Vigilante. But then like there's like the modern day Vigilante, who's like the ski mask guy.
Yeah, I figure like showing up and killing villains like this is not gonna be kosher in the TV shows.
And they like Human Target was like in last week's episode.
Yeah, but that's cool because he just like is a moving target. Yeah. So like that's different. But like Vigilante just has a gun.
And it was actually like how Human Target is supposed to work, not like the Human Target show that was on like a few years ago, where it was just like they were just like mercenaries, like the A-Team.
Was that based on the comic series?
It was, I mean, it was super, it was, like, insanely loosely based. Like, it was, like...
But was it credit to be DC
yes,
based?
Yes, it was, yeah, it was...
What?
It was based on, it was inspired by the Marvel, the DC comic, but, like, it was not anything like the comic.
Whoa, they were, I did not
Because it was,
that.
like, Christopher Chance would just show up as, like... Because, like, the Human Target Fox show was, like, he would show up as, like, a basically, like, a glorified bodyguard, or just, like, in the general area.
Wow, you're right, it is based on
but
the
like,
original
but
DC
like, comic,
series.
Like, the whole... awesome premise of like Human Target in the DC world is like he literally becomes the person he's protecting and like gets killed, quote unquote killed.
Wow.
Yeah, that Human Target show was just like it was basically like Bird Notice with the A-Team where they just show up and just like solve random things.
Wait, so now like did Chris Chance come back or is he actually like
it was Christopher Chance. It was like full on. It was full Human Target DC character. That was Christopher Chance DC character.
Who played Christopher Chance in the remake
or on like Arrow?
Will
Treval, who was from Jessica Jones, I think his name was Will on Jessica Jones, like the cop who goes.
Oh, okay, yeah,
possibly Nuke. They're possibly saying about it to be Nuke later on. He had, like, the pills, and he went crazy.
Right. Well, that's what Nuke did.
Yeah.
He said, give me a red, give me a blue, give me a white.
Yep. So, yeah, so he was Human Target in the Arrowverse.
I don't know. This Human Target was based on the series too. There was like no marketing for from.
And then, in, like, I think in the '80s or nineties, there was another Human Target show that had Rick Springfield on it. He was the Human Target.
What?
Yes, that exists. And that was an ABC. And that was also based in the comic, but like Super Insanely Lucy.
That came out in 92?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking up on Wikipedia. 92. What?
Jesse's Girl, Rick Springfield, was the Human Target.
Why? And then that 7 episodes, they realized we should not do this.
Yeah. It was like the same guys who did like the 90s Flash show.
This is like their first trial run into like shows, I guess.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Anyway, and I think the crossover is coming up in a week or two or pretty soon here, because like they just had the big Entertainment Weekly cover story about it, so that's happening. I think that's going to happen, and I think everything's going to go off on vacation to like spring. So, but the 4 episode crossover where they're all going to fight aliens. So, so that's it for me this week. So I think we can wrap this thing up. If you want to, like we mentioned before, if you want to hear our Doctor Strange review cast, that's up on the site right now. You can go check that out. An hour of deep diving into Doctor Strange. And all of our regular stuff is up on the site as well. So for Chris and Joe, I am Zach, and we will see you next week.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com, email us at contact@everythingaction.com, facebook.com/everything.action, twitter.com/evaction, everythingaction.tumblr.com, and search for us on the iTunes Music Store and stitcher.com.